便说了神是有怎么样的计划，让他的使徒把他的信息带到世界各地去。
But the key to God doing this, I think we'll find, is in Peter.
但是我觉得神在这其中做工的最重要的那部分，其实是在彼得书里面有写的。
And I'll show you why.
我就把这那一节我所指出来很重是彼得说的那句话，这就在幻灯片上面有。
It says in Matthew 16, he said to them, Jesus said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
在马太福音十六章的十五节到十九节里面，耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
This is one of the foundational doctrines of the Christian faith, identifying who Jesus is.
在基督教信仰里面最重要的一个基石就是你要知道基督是谁。
And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
在十七节，耶稣就继续讲，耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的。”乃是我在天上的父指示的。
Also, I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Now, a lot can be said about what does the rock mean? Is it Peter? Is it Peter's statement of identifying Christ? What is the rock?
很多人可能在这里会问到，这里所说的磐石是指的是什么呢？他这个磐石指的是彼得这个人吗？还是说彼得刚说的那句话呢？
I think it's both, actually, but I'm not going to focus on that.
我其实觉得磐石这里指的是刚刚我提到的两个意思都有触及到。
I want to focus on that Jesus says, "I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven."
但是我觉得在这几节里面，我想要看的重点是第十九节，我要把天国的钥匙给你这节。
Now, what does that mean?
天国的钥匙在这里指的是什么呢？
I mean, Peter's a good guy. I mean, he's the leader of the apostles. But the keys to the kingdom of heaven?
彼得是一个很好的人，他当时是门徒当中的领袖。那这里指的天国的钥匙是什么意思？
I think we're going to see that Peter is going to be critical in opening the doors to the gospel.
如果你继续看圣经以后的后面的记载的话，你会发现彼得他在后面作为福音的传承那样一个经节过去，你会看到彼得起到一个很重要的作用。
This is supposed to say Jerusalem and Judea.
这个幻灯片上面应该写的是耶路撒冷和犹太全地。
But this is on the day of Pentecost when Peter is preaching his great sermon.
这里记载的是五旬节当天，彼得正在讲他那个很出名的那个讲道。
But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words."
彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说。犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。
Now, if you read the beginning of Acts chapter 2, there were people from all over the world that were here for the feast of Pentecost.
如果你去看第二章它刚开始的记载的话，你会知道这里第二章记载的说五旬节当天是世界各地都有人专门来到他们这个地方去享用五旬节的盛宴。
But it says that these are not just anybody, these are Jews from every nation under heaven.
但是这里面提到的这些来的人不是说什么人都是来到这里，他们讲到的是世界各地的犹太人来到了这里。
So that's who Jesus is speaking, or Peter is speaking to. He's speaking to the Jewish people.
所以你就会看到彼得他当时讲到的对象是犹太人。
And he declares his great sermon, and that day 3,000 people were saved.
他当时他讲完道的那天，三千个犹太人就立志信主。
And a few days later, more than 5,000 people became Christians.
再过几天之后，又有超过五千的人信主。
Okay, so he's opened the door to the Jews.
所以他就把福音给犹太那些人，就敞开了这样一扇门。
Next, we see Samaria.
接下来我们看到是撒玛利亚。
Now, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
当他们听到在撒玛利亚很多人信主之后，他们就派了彼得和约翰前去为他们祷告，圣灵可以降临在他们当中。
Now, if you read in chapter 8, Philip was already there.
如果你去看八章，使徒行传八章的时候，你会发现腓力他其实本来就已经在那里了。
Philip was the one who brought them the gospel in the first place.
腓力是那个在最当初撒玛利亚还没信主之前，是腓力这个人把福音带到撒玛利亚那边去。
But it wasn't until Peter and John came that they prayed for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是是直到了约翰和彼得他们去到了撒玛利亚，当地那些信徒才受到了圣灵。
And then we see the most shocking scene of all.
让我们就会看到最惊人的那一幕。
It's when it's sent to the remotest parts of the earth and specifically to the Gentiles.
然后之后你就会看到最惊人的那一幕，就是他们去到了外邦人当中。
Now the Jews did not consider any non-Jews to be even worthy of being in the kingdom of God.
就是犹太人说外邦人根本是在天国这个概念里面是完全不配得的。
They look down on the Gentiles. It means anyone that's not Jewish as dogs.
他们犹太对犹太人来说，他们看外邦人就觉得他们是完全不配的下等人，相当于把他们像是狗那样子的等级去看待。
But God appeared to Peter and told him to go visit the house of Cornelius.
但是神就亲自对彼得显现说，你要去到哥尼流那边。
Cornelius was a Roman centurion.
哥尼流他当时是一个罗马的一个士兵长。
And Peter didn't want to go.
彼得他其实并不愿意去。
And God, you know, if you remember the scene, he brought this sheet down filled with food he's not supposed to eat. Peter said, "No, Lord, I would never eat that."
如果你记得之前的记载的话，你就知道前几章有记载，就是说彼得看到一个异象，在天上掉下来一个帷幕，帷幕上面有很多不洁净的食物。彼得就说：“主啊，我不想要碰那些不洁净的食物。”
And God said to Peter.What I have declared clean, never call unclean.
然后主就在那个异象里面对彼得说，我把这些认为洁净的东西，你们都不可以说是不洁净。
So Peter went to the house of Cornelius, and it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, he was still presenting the gospel.
然后就去到当彼得去到哥尼流家的时候，在四十四节和四十八节是这么说的。他说，彼得还说这话的时候。
The Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message.
圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
And all the circumcised believers, the Jewish people who came with Peter, were amazed.
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，奉割礼来的信徒就是意思就是指犹太人。
Why were they amazed? Because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
见到圣灵的恩赐也掉在外邦人身上，所以他们都很稀奇。
For they were hearing them speaking with tongues and exalting God.
因为听见他们说方言，称赞神伟大。
And Peter answered and said, "Surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized."
于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
These who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did, can he?
You can continue.
And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
Now, the reason this is so important is because without Peter, this would have been a huge problem.
这为什么这么重要呢？因为如果没有彼得的话，这就会成为一个问题。
If God's Spirit had just gone out and filled people with the Holy Spirit as an evidence of their salvation, then the people in Jerusalem would say, "Oh, well, that's just the Samaritans. That's just the Romans. They're not part of the church."
因为如果没有彼得前去外邦人当中有这么一个衔接的话，那么如果就算有圣灵降在外邦人当中，在他们那里有显现，那么他们也是只是认为说这是撒玛利亚的一群人，这是罗马的一群人，你不会觉得说有一个合一的概念。
Or they would say that's the church of Philip, or that's the church of Matthew. they're not the true church of Jerusalem.
他们就会觉得说这是马太的教会，这是腓力的教会。他们不会，他们就会说我们是犹太人的教会。
But because Peter was the undisputed leader of the apostles, it was necessary for him to be the one to include all of these groups into the church.
因为彼得他当时的地位，身份地位是十二使徒之首，所以当他去到外邦人当中，去到非犹太人当中，去有这样的圣灵在他们彰显，有这样的祷告在他们身上，有奇迹的发生，就能够给其他的使徒，给其他的信徒带来这样一个信息，就是说大家都是在神的国里面的。
Why? Because God does not want us to be a divided church.
为什么呢？因为神不愿意教会是四分五裂的。
Jesus, in his high priestly prayer in John 17, prayed this.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章里面，他就给天上的最大的祭司去有这么一个祷告。
He said, "I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for all those who believe in me through their word." That's us.
二十节，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
That they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
The world needs to see that the church is one body, one people, so that they know that this is coming from God. This isn't just a bunch of different religions that are starting.
所以信徒们，他们要在脑子里面，他们也要知道教会是要合一的，这样他们才不会分不同的派别说，说啊，你是这里的，你是那里的。
Jesus goes on to pray, "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one." Just as we are one.
接下去二十二节，耶稣继续祷告说：“你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给了他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。”
I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you have sent me.
二十三节，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
We can't be perfected in isolation of each other.
如果我们和身边的人都是隔绝的状态的话，我们不可能跟人家完完全全的合而为一。
God has saved us as all of the people that He's put His Spirit into.
神是拯救了每一个他在其中放入他自己灵的每一个人。
Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to talk. I think has a great illustration on the body of Christ.
我觉得保罗在哥林多前书十二章里面就用身子和肢体这样一个很好的比喻去诠释了这个关系。
This goes on for 14 verses and is much longer. I've just brought out a few of the passages in it.
他讲这个身子和肢体这个比喻，他讲了十四节，所以我就只挑了其中一些我觉得比较有明显含义的给大家分享一下。
Starts out in verse 12, "For even as the body is one, yet as many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ."
第十二节他说，正如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
But now God has placed the members of each one of them in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be?
身子原不是一个肢体。
Verse 14.
I don't know. Because it's kind of, I'm taking verses out of context.
Well, 但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？
But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you." Or again, the hand, the head to the feet, "I have no need of you."
眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
On the contrary, it is much truer that members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary.
不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。
And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is dishonored, all the members rejoice. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。
Which means even the weaker part of the body, the weaker brothers and sisters, are just as important as the rest of us.
他 原句是说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。所以就指出，如果我们的弟兄姐妹如果是像这样说的，那么我们作为一个肢体，整一个教会，也就是同得荣耀， 同受苦。
This is very seriously important to the message that we give of the gospel.
这在我们所跟别人传的福音里面，这个信息是很重要的。
I love this church.
我很爱这个教会。
And one of the reasons I love it is because we are, to me, we're one of the most diverse churches I've ever been a part of.
对于我来说，我觉得我们这个教会是我去过这么多教会里面最文化性和我们是最多样化的一个教会。
We have people here from China and Taiwan and Hong Kong and Singapore, maybe Malaysia, other Chinese-speaking countries.
从地域上来讲，我们这里的华人来自于亚洲不同的地方。
And you guys even accept some of us Americans.
你们甚至也欢迎我们这些美国人来到你们当中。
And we have Mandarin and Cantonese and English and some different dialects.
我们有粤语，有国语，有英文，还有其他一些地域的方言。
All in one church.
都在同一个教会里面。
And some of your governments tell you that you're not even supposed to like each other.
对于有一些大家的背景，可能政府里面都会给你有一个信息说你们不应该喜悦各自的家庭背景。
But the Bible says we're supposed to love each other.
但是圣经对我们的教导是我们要彼此相爱。
Tomorrow is going to be America's Independence Day.
明天是美国的独立日。
And a lot of people are going to go around saying, Yay, America, yeah, we're the greatest.
你会看到明天有很多人会拿那个美国的旗子在外面，就会说我们是最伟大的国家，美国万岁之类的。
I'll tell you what, I love my country, but when we get to heaven, no one is going to be walking around with an American flag.
但是你知道吗？我是很爱国的一个人。但是等我们真的去到天堂的时候，没有人会在天堂拿着个美国国旗跟你说我是美国人。
We are all going to be members of the citizens. We're going to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
因为去到天国之后，我们的公民身份是一样的，我们都是天国的子民。
In fact, I may be embarrassed to say I'm from America.
如果去到天国的时候，如果我还跟你说我是美国人，不是天国人的话，那我觉得会是很羞愧的一件事情。
In some ways. But, next page. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is because today we're going to be celebrating the Lord's Supper.
我之所以今天要分享我的那个经，我的讲道，是因为今天也是我们主餐的日子。
And I've talked about this once before, but I think it's worth mentioning again.
我之前其实也提到过我接下来要讲的，但是我觉得我接下来要讲的挺重要的，所以我觉得也值得我们再去看一遍。
Most of the time when we have the Lord's Supper, we use the verses that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们经常讲到说要享用圣餐的时候，我们都会用哥林多前书十一章里面的经文。
But I think we forget the context that is in that Paul is speaking to a very troubled church.
但是我觉得我们经常都会忘记，其实当时在哥林多前书十一章这个经文，保罗这里讲的对象是当时有很多问题的教会。
And one, sorry, one of the biggest, sorry, I have bad allergies.
哦，但他的那个过敏很严重。
One of the biggest problems of the Corinthian church was that they were a divided church.
在当时哥林多前书有一个问，哥林多教会他们有个很大的问题，就是他们有分门别派的问题。
It says in the very first chapter, it introduces, Paul says, some of you say, I am of Paul and I am of Apollos and I am of Peter and I am of Jesus. You know, all of these different groups. You don't have to read that.
在哥林多前书第一章的时候，保罗他其实就有记载到说，你们有些人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，等等等等。
And he's telling this is wrong.
保罗就说这是不对的。
You need to be one body.
你们应该都是合而为一，在基督里面是同一个的。
And that's why, just in the next chapter, in chapter 12, we read how he's talking about the church as a body.
所以就在接下来的十二章里面，他就讲到说。为什么教会应该是一个身子多个肢体这么一个
So when he's talking about the Lord's Supper, he's talking about a problem that the Corinthians are having in their church.
当他讲到哥林多教会的时候，他就会讲，他就用了刚刚那个例子，就说为什么你们是一个身子多个肢体这样一个比喻去跟他们说。
It says in verse 18, for in the first place when you come together as a church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and in part I believe it.
在十一章里面十八节，他这么记载到：“他说，第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。”
He goes on to say that when you have these the Lord's Supper, you have one group that has a big meal with lots of food.
他接下来在二十节里面也记载说，有一些你们在聚会的时候，有些人呢就会在一起享用主餐，是那种像盛宴一样的主餐。
And some of them are even bringing lots of wine and getting drunk.
有的人甚至还带酒过来，像是一个享用派对盛宴一样，在享用主餐的时候，甚至喝酒喝醉。
And at the same time, they're having other people that don't have any food or didn't bring anything to eat.
然后你看到另外一群人，他们自己在聚会的时候，圣餐的时候就什么都不带，就什么都不吃。
And they're saying, "Oh, too bad for you."
可能就会说你们不吃的，你们活该啊。
Okay, next page. And Paul goes on to say in verse 27 and 28 says, Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
所以就针对那个分门派别不同享用圣餐的那个仪式的这样一个问题的时候，保罗就在二十七节、二十八节里面是这么叮嘱他们的说：所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat the bread and drink the cup.
人应当自己醒察，然后吃这饼、喝这杯。
So many times, You'll hear a pastor or someone leading the service saying, okay, before we give out the bread and the cup, you need to pray and examine yourself.
经常的我们在教会里面，我们每次一到主日的时候，要去就是分这饼这杯的时候，我们都会看到有牧师或者有长老在上面跟大家说，我们吃这饼喝这杯的时候，我们要祷告，我们要自己省察自己。
Now, self-examination is a very good thing.
自己醒察是一个很好的这么一个事情。
In fact, that's something we need to be doing every day.
其实我们每一个信主的人都应该每天有自我醒察的时候。
Every day we need to be coming before the Lord in prayer and examining ourselves, confessing our sins and asking forgiveness.
我们应该每天祷告的时候都要去到主的面前，去跟主醒察，去我们自己说我们有什么样的罪来求主的。
But many people
原谅。
Many people wait till once a month when we have communion, and then they go through this whole list. Oh, all these sins that I took some paper clips, and I was angry at this one, and I was lustful over here, and all these stuff. And we have to pray about all these things.
但是很多时候，我们通常都是每月到圣餐的那天才来到主的面前去做一个祷告，去开始把我们所之前上个月所做的不好的事情一个一个的去勾画跟主来说。
But that's not the problem that Paul was addressing with the people of Corinth.
但是那不是保罗他之前要跟哥林多教会的信徒所说的这个问题。
He's saying you need to examine yourself because you're dividing the church.
保罗在这里面说你要自我省察的原因是因为你们在当中有分门别类的这样一个情况。
He says for he who eats and drinks and He who eats and drinks judgment to himself. If he does not judge the body rightly, for this reason, many of you are weak and sick, and a number sleep.
二十九三十节，保罗说：“因为人吃喝若不是分辨主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。”
This is not to put fear in us that, oh, if I don't, you know, confess all my sins and I eat communion, then God's going to make me sick.
我在这里不是说要恐吓大家说，如果你不自我省察的话，你吃这饼喝这杯，神就会惩罚你，让你生病什么的。
It's saying that this is how serious an issue this is. And he's saying to the Corinthian church, I need to make an example of you that you need to be a unified body.
但在这里保罗他之所以有这样的措辞的原因，就是因为他想要把这件事情放到哥林多教会的教徒面前说，你看我说的这么严重了，你们就一定是要听的。
You need to humble yourself and consider each one as more important than yourself.
你们应该彼此谦卑，你们应该去看别人比自己更重要。
Just in the same way that Jesus did when he humbled himself, left the throne of heaven to die, give his life and die on a cross.
你们应该去学习基督是怎样离开了在天上的宝座，去自我谦卑至死，在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
That's what this is about.
这才是真正的福音的核心。
Nothing can destroy a church more than a church that is divided against itself.
在教会的历史来看，没有一个威胁是更大的。这个最大的威胁就是在教会里面自己的四分五裂。
Jesus said in Matthew 11, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
在马太福音里面，耶稣他就有说到一个比喻，就是说，如果在一个家里面是四分五裂的话，那么这个家就没有办法再建起来了。
And what's it going to look like when someone comes into our church and sees, oh, you know, this we're the Taiwan group. Oh no, we're the Hong Kong group over here. Oh, don't talk to them. They're from Singapore.
如果你想象一下，有人来到我们教会，如果我们教会我们自己有自己的小组，我们说，哦，我们是这个台湾小组，我们是新加坡小组，我们是香港小组，我们不跟其他的组有任何的交流，你觉得人家看到我们是这个什么样的概念？
No, what they need to see is that none of that makes any difference. We love each other and we're all here together.
我们要让人家看到的一个光景是我们是彼此相爱的，无论我们是来自哪一个背景，来自哪一个地域，我们都是彼此相爱的，有这样一个合一的氛围。
So in a moment, we're going to be passing out the bread and the cup for our communion service.
等一下我们就会把我们的饼和杯传递下去，开始我们的圣餐。
But before we do, I want all of us to take a moment and examine ourselves.
但是在我们这么做之前，我也希望大家能够自我的省察。
And first of all, I want you to examine your heart to see, number one, have I excluded anyone from the body in my heart?
首先我们要审查的第一个问题就是，我们有没有在心里面去排斥我们在主内的任何一个弟兄姐妹。
That doesn't mean you've done anything against anyone or said anything bad about somebody, but you just feel superior to other people in your own heart.
我不是说你做了什么事情或者说什么话来贬低别人抬高自己，我的意思是说，你要去看你自己内心里面有没有就是没有意识性的去觉得自己比别人更重要。
And for that reason, you've kind of not included them in your group or in the ministry that you have in this church.
因为你有这样子的排斥的心理的时候，我们在日常和他人交往的过程中，我们就会不自觉的就不会把别人融合在我们自己的圈子里面。
Now, if you've done that.You need to confess this to God in your heart and repent of it and say, you know, that attitude that I have in my heart is wrong and I need to repent from that and do, and love each other the way you want us to love.
如果我们真的是有这么做的话，我们就应该去到主的面前说，是主是我们的不对，是我们的态度导致这样的问题发生，然后请主来给我们爱心去学会彼此相爱。
Now, if you haven't actually done anything to anyone, but it's just been personal, you don't need to go to that person and confess anything.
如果你在行为上并没有说你去冒犯了某一个人的话，那么你要做的就是在心里面和主敞开心的去说这件事情，去寻求主的。
That would really just make things worse.
因为如果你在和对方相处的时候，你并没有在这件事情上有事实上的发生的时候，你跑去那个人面前去说这个事情的时候，其实会有反的效果。
You don't need to go to someone and say, you know, I've always thought I was better than you.
你不需要跑到一个人面前去说，其实你知道吗？我一直觉得我自己比你更好。
They would go, oh, you know, I didn't know that.
如果你这样说的话, 其实你会把事情变得更糟糕。
So, just confess that to the Lord and repent of it and turn in your heart to be humble and loving to other people.
你要做的就是去到主的面前去跟主忏悔, 然后让主可以把爱心放在你的里面, 去学会和别人彼此相爱。
No, no. Go back some. There you go. Okay, now. Now, if I have excluded anyone from the body in my actions,
如果我在我的行为上, 去冒犯了别人, 或者去排斥了别人的话呢?
So if you've actually done something offensive to someone in the church,
如果你是在你的行为上, 你有冒犯在教会的任何一个弟兄姐妹的话,
if you do have a problem with someone in the church and that happens where you are bringing division in the body of Christ,
其实这样的事情我们也在教会里面有见到, 因为一旦有这样的事情发生的时候, 教会就会开始有裂缝。
If that is the case, then you really need to let the plate pass and not take a communion with us this morning.
如果你真的是有这样的嫌隙在你的心里面的话, 那么你就不应该拿这饼拿这杯。
You need to let the plates pass until you've gone to that person and said, hey, I need to ask your forgiveness. I did something to offend you.
因为如果你真的要拿这饼拿这杯的话, 那你在这之前就要跑去跟那个人和好, 去跟那个人道歉说, 我做了这些事情, 真的是冒犯了你, 对不起。
And sometimes we try to do that and it's still, there's still a problem in the church and then maybe you need to take it to the elders.
如果你已经有个人的去跟那个人道歉了, 然后你们还没有办法和解的话, 那么你们就要去到教会的长老那里。
And say, this is important and we need to work this out and we need to come to you to help us to resolve our problem together. And we need to say, it's more important that we love each other and are unified than for me to be to know who's right and who's wrong.
在我们的心里面, 我们要知道一个很重要的概念就是, 谁对谁错, 跟彼此相爱, 去相比的话, 我们彼此相爱, 彼此谦卑是更重要的。
So, if you do have, and this happens in all churches, if you have problems with people, with each other, we need to make it right.
其实你在其他教会你也会看到这样的情况, 在教会里面, 一定会有人事上面的纷争的, 所以如果有这样的事情的话, 我们也需要先去和别人调停。
Okay, but finally, if you have confessed your things that are a problem in your heart, and you don't really have an issue with other people, you love everybody and things are good, then the third thing you need to do is, next one, is do, this is what communion is all about.
如果你都没有刚刚我说那两个问题的话, 那么你要做的就是要记得圣餐的本身的含义是什么。
Remember the sacrifice of the broken body and shed blood of our Lord Jesus.
圣餐本身的意义就是我们要去纪念神在十字架上为我们牺牲的身子和他为我们所流的血。
And so instead of, in your meditation, thinking, I was angry at someone last week and I looked at a movie the other day and I shouldn't have done that and all these things, we need to be focusing on who Jesus is.
就是在我们刚刚说的那些一切事情当中, 我们最重要的是我们要记得耶稣为我们去做了什么。
So when we take the bread, we need to be remembering the broken body and how he allowed his body to be punched and spit on and slapped and beaten with a whip.
所以在我们去拿这饼的时候, 我们要记得基督的身子在十字架上被鞭挞,被人家吐口水这么一个事情。
And how he allowed his blood to be shed and poured out for us for the forgiveness of our sins.
而且你要记得他在十字架上面, 他的血流下来就是为了再把我们的罪去洗净。
So, I'd like us to spend a few minutes just in meditation and to be thinking about those things, thinking about the wonderful church that God has given us and how we need to be one in the body.
所以我在接下来几分钟的时间里面, 我就想大家去好好的低头有安静的时间, 去思考神是多么的给予了我们恩惠, 有这样一个教会, 而且他在我们生命中设下了什么样的救恩。
And if you have a true heart of humility and love for each other, God bless you. And let's focus on the sacrifice and, of our Lord Jesus.
如果我们的内心里面真的是可以彼此谦卑彼此相爱的话神也真的是会祝福我们我们就要记得在这一切当中我们的心思考的应该是神在十字架上所做出的牺牲
So let's pray
让我们祷告
I'd like to ask our ushers to come forward.
我现在想请我们要服侍圣餐的弟兄姐妹去到来到台前。
I don't know who serves.
Do we have ushers?
Oh yeah.
Winchin, could you pray for the bread?
Yeah, we thank you.